Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Kabay Harrison. Welcome back to Aquin's Roundtable Show. This time, it's going to be me and we just keeping it real. We're having an open, heart-to-heart conversation about increasing your self-confidence, increasing your self-esteem. But some of you that don't know, that's originally how I started off my business. In terms of teaching how to immediately increase your self-esteem and your self-confidence, because that's something that I was actually able to do myself and I have been able to reap the benefits of it. So I thought to myself, why not teach other women how to do it as well? So they're going to be very brief. So again, the topic tonight is how to be more confident, how to be more self-confident. So when I talk about confidence or self-confidence, that has to do with your overall ability or how you feel about your overall abilities to be able to achieve whatever goal you have, whatever goal you set for yourself, right? It's one thing to want to achieve this or want to achieve that, but when it really comes down to it, do you really feel like you have what it takes to do it? Do you really feel that you have the necessary skills or have access to the necessary skills as well as worthy, right? Worthy of achieving whatever that particular goal is, right? So when I speak of self-confidence, I'm actually speaking of all of that. I'm encompassing all of that together, putting all of that together, right? How do you feel about yourself and your abilities? So I'm going to share with you two daily ways, easily implementable daily acts that you can do, okay? And I feel that that's really important because I don't like to give too much information because sometimes we don't know where to start. We don't know what to choose from. Or sometimes we just feel overloaded, right? When we get a whole bunch of information. So I figured I would just focus on initially, just focus on these two things. One, celebrate the wins. Whatever those little small steps are, celebrate that. I don't care how big or how small it is. Whatever sort of goal you have for yourself, all of those little small steps that you take to achieve that particular goal, I want you to celebrate it. Don't just, you know, kind of brush it off because you haven't officially achieved the long-term goal, right? Because a lot of times we do that. I know I did it for years. I never celebrated each little step towards my goal. I always kind of kept my eye on the end game. This is what I'm working towards. This is the end goal. I'm not going to stop. You know, I'm not going to celebrate. I'm not going to pat myself on the back or say, good job, Jackie, for anything along the way. For whatever the reason, I guess I felt that if I did that, somehow that would maybe slow me down or diminish it somehow. But I know that I never did it. So now that I've learned, I've grown, you know, a lot of personal development, a lot of personal and professional development along the way has led me to believe that when you celebrate your goals as you go along, those little itty bitty accomplishments, it helps to keep you motivated. It helps to keep you motivated. It helps to keep your goal, the end goal, clear. It helps you to have a sense of achievement. And it also, last but not least, it gives you more confidence. Right? It gives you more power, more strength to stay on that path. Because you're like, wow, I did that. Right? So let me give a quick example. Let's just say if you wanted to start your own business, right? Let's say you want to start your own counseling business. And the end goal is to have your practice, have, I don't know, 6, 7, 10 other workers, you know, that are also a part of the practice and have it be this booming practice, right? Probably branching off into other, you know, areas and dealing with other things as it, you know, pertains to overall mental wellness, right? Let's just say that's your long-term goal. When you come up with a name for that practice, celebrate it. when you decide whether it's going to be virtual or in person or both, celebrate it. When you first get your first patient, celebrate it. When you become credentialed with your first insurance company or on your first insurance panel, celebrate it. All those little steps. No, you're not, you haven't achieved, quote unquote, the end goal, right? Which is to have a flourishing counseling practice. However, each little step that you take along the way inches you closer and closer and closer to that long-term goal, right? So why should that not be celebrated? No goal is too small. Even the fact that you decide, I'm going to open a counseling practice. I'm going to start the research today to figure out what I need to do or to connect with the right people. Whatever the case, put my, 2 weeks in at my job, go down to part-time, whatever the case is, I'm going to build my office or start more, go and rent an office or get a room in the home in my house cleared out to be an office, let's just say. Each little step along the way, and I'm telling you, it makes a big, big difference. It makes a huge difference in how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your overall abilities to do whatever it is you want to do, right? Because a lot of times we lack that confidence, that self-confidence. And especially if you're doing something different, this is you're out in uncharted territory, you're doing something different. You know, doesn't matter if you did this and that for 30 years, you were excellent over here in this area. You know, let's say starting your own business, you know, that's branching out. That's the unknown. You know, you don't really know how it's going to go, how things are going to work out for you. That's anxiety provoking. And a lot of times we have a tendency, whenever we're doing something different or something unfamiliar, lack of confidence and self-doubt and all that negative self-talk, those types of things are easy to creep in. And once they get in there, it's like they just set up shop, you know. So the idea is to try to keep them out as much as possible and to keep yourself motivated to continue to take those steps. And one way to do that is to always celebrate those small goals along the way to achieve the bigger goals. So always remember that. Celebrate your wins. Second one, and this is kind of an umbrella, is people, places, and things, right? Pay attention to the people you surround yourself with. Pay attention to the places that you go. Pay attention to your surroundings, like your home environment, your work environment, or however much you can control. You know, work environment, you know, a lot of that is out of your control, but whatever you can control. Make sure you associate with top quality people. And when I say top quality people, I mean people who feed us, people who, once we interact with that person, we feel positive, you know, we feel motivated, we feel happy, you know, we laugh, we joke, we have a good time. And then there's other individuals that we associate with where when we finish with them, we feel what? Drained. We feel like if you've been on the phone with them for 30 minutes, you're like, can I get the last 30 minutes of my life back? You know, we all know those kind of people, whether it's people we work with, whether it's people that we've been friends with for years, whether it's family, right? Sometimes it's spouses, siblings, parents, okay? Anybody that drains us. Pay close attention. If you don't already know, some of you already know who those energy drainers are in your life, okay? But if you don't, pay attention to how you feel when you finish interacting with that person, if it feels like a chore when it's time to get together with that person or call that person on the phone or you see their name pop up on your caller ID, pay attention to how you feel. Because what I want you to do is those relationships that feed you and you feed them, it's a reciprocal, positive relationship. Keep those relationships at the forefront. If it is not a positive relationship and you can do away with it, please do away with it. If you cannot, like if it's a parent or a sibling, you know, someone that you, a boss, a coworker, someone that you don't have control in which to just, you know, vanish them, right? Or just not ever speak to them again, but you can definitely limit your contact, okay? So pay attention to the people you surround yourself with. And also to add to that, get around and in circles of individuals that are like-minded. You'd be surprised how long or shall I say how far that can take you. Just getting around different people that think differently, people that have a positive outlook on life and believe in themselves, speak differently than individuals who are always negative, never have anything good to say, right, about anybody or themselves, or just don't have a lot of belief in themselves, right? Those types of individuals are the types of people that you kind of need to, you know, put on the back burner, so to speak, right? Again, as much as you can, like I said, I know you can't disconnect, you know, from certain people, but I do want you to be mindful, and I do want you to limit the time spent with those negative energies and make it your a goal of yours to be around in like-minded individuals, whether it's, I don't know, if you belong to a church group or some sort of a community organization, let's just say, and, you know, you only meet maybe maybe twice a month, but you notice that these are like-minded individuals and you really feel powered up and you enjoy your time there and you look forward to going, make sure you do that more frequently, right? So wherever you can get in, even if it's a meetup group, if it's a Facebook group, whatever, I don't know what you belong to or what's available to you, but make sure you seek it out. Like nowadays with things being virtual, it's so easy to actually it's a plethora of podcasts, Facebook groups, you know, things along those lines that you can become a part of. And it's all individuals that think like you, right? Or have similar interests. Because I know that one of the ways that I was able to really start to propel and move my business forward was I started to connect with other women entrepreneurs that also had like children under 12, right? So they were also, you know, they were working full time. They had, you know, children or a child, and they were also a small business owner. And I found that when I connected with those individuals, that just the positivity, the bouncing things off of one another, the feedback, the resources, it really, the collaborations, it really helped me to really grow my business. I mean, almost like, I'm not going to say overnight, but within like a year, I saw a huge difference in just the connections that I had made, the fact that I was able to, I felt more positive, which means I felt more motivated, you know, and all of that works together, right? So pay attention to who you're surrounding yourself with. If the individuals that you are around daily, whether at work or home, you know, whatever, if they don't really do it, they're not the most positive individuals. They're not like-minded, you know, they're not feeding positivity, you know, into you and you into them. It's not, you know, reciprocated. Then you got to work on that. You got to kind of, you know, distance yourself and kind of fall back. Okay. And also in terms of like space, like when you come home, that should be a place where you feel at peace. So if you need to redecorate, if you need to shift some furniture around, if you need to make a room, a particular room or guest room into an office, whatever you need to do, do it, you know, within reason. Of course, if you got the money to just go and redecorate, then go all out. But if you don't, sometimes those little small things can go a long way. You know, putting a plant in a room or finding some nice artwork to go up on the wall or changing your throw pillows. You know, those are simple things, simple, inexpensive things that you can do if you can't just, you know, completely remodel something, right? Or paint the walls, let's just say, if you can't do that. Those little things just to make you feel that sense of peace, to help you feel, you know, calm, soothed, and in an environment that you can create. Because that's what you need to do. When you have your own business, you need to be able to create and generate different ideas. You don't need those extra blockages, right? So just take a look at the people you associate with, your home surrounding, even the places that you go. If you go places where there's a lot of negativity or maybe the focus is negativity, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but if you go to a particular place and it's not necessarily centered around something positive, or maybe the people that you end up hanging around or being, you know, interacting with during those events are not the most positive, then try to cut down on some of those events and then replace some of those events with more positive, nurturing situations. Okay. Also under that umbrella is taking care of yourself in terms of like, well, you know what? I won't go into that. I'm gonna do a whole separate video on that. So to close off or to recap, we talked about two things, and it's to immediately start to increase your self-confidence. And the first thing I mentioned was celebrate your wins. Always celebrate all of those little small steps along the way. It keeps you encouraged, it keeps you motivated, and it helps to increase your self-confidence and your overall belief in yourself and your abilities to achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. And then secondly, is to pay attention to your surroundings. So I talked about like in the home, you know, creating like a safe space or comfortable space for you to create, you know, feel comfortable, feel relaxed. And then I also talked about paying attention to the different, paying attention to the different people that you associate with. Be intentional about it. And that's sometimes something in our lives that we're not intentional about. So be intentional about it. Make it your mission to associate more with individuals that feed and radiate positivity and to move further away from individuals that do not. And if they're not in your immediate circle, please, please don't be afraid to join a meetup or a group of some sort of other like-minded individuals that are doing similar things as yourself. Again, that helps to keep you motivated. It helps to keep you, you know, stimulated, positive. You can share a lot of different resources. And that's what you want when any small business owner, we have to do whatever we need to do to maintain our peace, right? So that we're able to be our authentic selves and to be able to create and to be able to be consistent in our business, in order to be able to scale our business in the way that we want. And I'm trying to think, did I miss anything? We talked about environment, who you're hanging around, and yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there. Because like I said, there's a whole nother session or a whole nother discussion around additional self-care items. I don't want to cross too much over into that. I just wanted to give you those two tips so that way you can start working on those today. And trust me, you will be able to tell the difference, just the difference in your whole overall perspective, your whole, just the way you view yourself, the way you view your business, the way you view your life, right? And that's really what we want. Becoming more or growing into a more confident version of yourself. That's what we're going to call it. Growing into a more confident version of yourself. So please subscribe to the 8 Queens Roundtable channel. I am dedicating this channel to personal, professional, and leadership development for women in business, coaches, consultants, influencers, you name it, okay? So this is your place to be for personal, professional, and leadership development. Make sure you subscribe so that way you'll know anytime that I go live, and to also join me every Sunday at 3 p.m. where I interview a different guest, and it's either a Queen's Spotlight or either a part of the Born to Lead docuseries. So just make sure you subscribe, all right? So you don't miss out. Again, I am Dr. Jacqueline Kabat-Harrison, and it was my pleasure to talk to you. All right, y'all take care. Until next time.